Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
On you, it's usually not looking at me. We are just, you know, all this joking around about what I might have eaten today. Is taking away from the fact that we are having a debacle in terms of the ones and twos,
the
as you
ones
like
and
to say.
Twos are,
Grammy's
are
pushing
not right.
buttons, and we just heard a press conference from Dubai or something come into our studio. So I don't know what is happening right now. Scraby doesn't know what's happening.
He's starting to get frazzled. See,
let the camera
time.
Follow him.
Yeah, this is the time where you can get your get back now, because he's frazzled right now.
No, I don't want... frazzled Scraby is a scary Scraby.
That's also true.
But I direct everybody to watch the camera that's following the frazzled Scraby right now.
I got both.
Because anything could happen. Anything could happen right now.
This is happening in more studios than just ours.
Are we being hacked?
Don't even say that.
Oh, no.
I'm not sure if we're on the air or not.
At
so,
all.
People in the chat, this is why.
Can they hear us?
Can you hear us, chat? Tell me
Let
if you
us
can hear
know,
us.
Chat.
Because I have no idea what is happening.
Because if we're not on the air, I don't want to use any of my good material.
Okay, they hear us.
Okay, cool. We're
us.
Good.
All right.
We're on.
All right. So they can hear me say the fact that, Scraby, this is the karma that you get and deserve after treating me so poorly.
Yeah, I think this is karma smacking him right in the back of his head.
I want people to know.
No, it's not, because it doesn't really matter to me what happened.
I think it does, because you seem a little frazzled.
Well, at first I thought, hey, this would be really bad if Fox News was now broadcasting on our station forever and ever. So,
oh, is that what we had coming?
We have no idea. I just saw the engineer of the hall. He's like, I have no idea what just happened either.
Oh, great.
So we might be hacked.
No, but now it's all fine.
Okay.
It's back to normal. But back to what Chris said about me treating him poorly, I put up a video on Instagram, Gwen and Chris.
I just
and
want
YouTube,
everybody know,
Gwen and Chris SD.
Chris's... irritation is real. Like, you can hear it in his voice. I don't know.
But I'm also keeping my calm.
I also,
as I am irritated.
That's true. You are keeping your calm. But I don't know if anybody noticed in the first segment at the end there, like, Chris was really upset with Scraby there.
No, so. It's just ridiculous. I mean, some of the stuff he does, it's not even fun radio banter.
No, sometimes
it's just absolutely a shot, a personal attack.
Personal attack.
Damn right.
Sometimes we go and like we do something on the show, and I'm like thinking it's gonna be so funny in the break, and then I go, "Ha, good job, guys!" And Chris just like walks out of the room.
You often miss the mark. Sometimes I must say,
miss the mark. Yeah.
Miss the mark. How about read the room? You got a lot of issues that you need to work on.
Out of
you
all
know what?
The
I was hoping with a new girlfriend she'd start helping you on some of this stuff.
Out of all the things that you're embarrassed about, you're not embarrassed about a lot, but you're embarrassed about people faking that you farted on the air.
Yeah, I think that's pretty embarrassing, honestly. I do. Yeah, I'd
that's
rather
a weird
not
thing
be
to be embarrassed
I'd
about.
Rather not be known for that, especially when it's not happening.
Oh, yes.
Who's Chris Ella? Oh, that guy that farts on the air.
Yeah, have you ever listened to Gwen and Chris?
Now we're talking about it so much that it's going to become real. This is not where I needed that to
go. Yeah, listen to Gwen and Chris just sometime in the show. Chris does.
Okay. I think you played that to the hilt.
I promise, it's it.
Chris, I sent you a text yesterday.
Which one?
Bulls ain't playing.
You sent it over the weekend. I sent it back to you last
right,
night.
That's right.
Because they weren't playing
they
again
playing
last
at
night.
All. The Bulls
24-point lead they erased.
Man.
And that was an exciting finish. Old Vuk hit the three ball in the corner. And he said after the game, I read the, you know, I read it a little bit when they win. He said,
you've been
they went to the
lot,
final.
Then.
Sorry?
You've been reading a lot then.
Yeah, right. And they called timeout before the final play. And when they came out of the huddle, Vukovic turned to Billy Donovan and he said, okay, what the hell am I supposed to do? Like, he gave him the play, but he didn't tell Vuk where to go. Donovan said, just go over and stand in the corner. So he stood in the corner, and they passed him the ball, and he hit the three, and they won the game. So
all right, let's get to Daily Gambit and hear a little bit more about yesterday's sporting events.
Yeah.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. We have a few bets from last night to review. First one would be the Bulls, -1.5 against the Philadelphia 76ers. We all went Bulls. Bulls won by 2, 113-111. So we win that bet right there. Thunder, -8.5 against the Clippers. Clippers didn't show up. Thunder ended up winning 126-107, so we all lose that bet.
I watched the fourth quarter.
They showed up.
They showed up for three quarters, and then they just went away. And plus, without Kawhi Leonard. By the way, we're 7 games in. Is he played yet this season, or is he already sitting out?
I think.
We know I love Kawhi, but I mean, come on! I expect him to be playing at this point.
Let's see.
He didn't play last night, and I mean, without him, the Clippers. And you know what? I don't like Chris Paul to begin with, but enough already of Chris Paul. I mean, he's like 50 years old. He's wasting my time out there on the court.
He's wasting your time.
Yeah. They didn't even need to play SGA in the fourth quarter. They sat him on the bench, and then they got so far ahead that they never brought him back in. So, there you go.
He started the year, and he had an ankle injury.
Oh, well, of course. Okay. Kawhi.
Move on, Scrape. It's none
of your business.
It has nothing to do with Kawhi. It has the NBA in general. The NBA in general. Never mind.
The NBA in general what?
Never mind. Giannis, over, under 47.5 points plus rebounds plus assists. Chris was the only one who went under. Chris. That's actually a lot.
So that was maybe the first one he missed. They were 3-3 coming in.
33 points plus rebounds for assists, so we lose that one. Duke -10.5 against Texas. Tony with Duke. Chris and I with Texas.
That
Duke,
Boozer kid.
Duke won 75-60.
He was the hero.
Cameron Boozer.
Yeah.
Playing like a boozer or a bruiser.
I was going to say, is he hiccuping or something? Aztecs -25.5 against the Beach yesterday.
Who picked the Beach?
I picked the stupid Beach. And the Aztecs won 77-45, 32 points.
I must say, that is what I was looking for.
Comfortable.
Could they cover?
Right.
Because
I agree.
That's the start, right? Because you mentioned it yesterday. They had a bunch of these games where they were favored, and they would win, but they would just kind of win, right? Yeah. 30. They cut. Not only did they cover, they had some room to cover, too, as well.
Very good, guys.
All right. Next one would be Ohio and Miami of Ohio. Ohio, 3-point favorites in this one. I chose Miami. This game had a score of 10-6 going into the fourth quarter. Ended up with Ohio winning 24-20, so they just barely eke out the spread. And you guys chose Ohio, so you win that one. Now, was it who scored more points? It was who scored more points between Miami of Ohio and Ohio, and then UMass and Akron. So that was 44 points.
UMass Akron outscored them.
Okay. So 44-10, so 54.
All right.
And then finally, what did the Kings do?
Kings shut out Winnipeg 3-0. Sorry, Tony, you lost the bet on them,
did.
Of course. Yeah, Kings were 1-0. They got two goals really late.
Why are they treating someone like this who has been
a diehard supporter?
So but
yeah, they won't help you it out. I'm 10-4. Tony's 9-5. I only say that to get to Scraby's record so far this week, 2-12.
That's bad.
Jeez, man.
That's hard to do.
That's how
mix in a win.
As much. I just led the last 3 weeks.
Mix in a win.
Mix in a win, guy.
No kidding.
Guy?
We'll get to our picks in a second because we're almost at the end of the segment. But I did want to point out where you were about headed, Scraby, with the NBA, was the load management and the guys missing games. I'm pointing this out in your defense. Tonight's Golden State-Sacramento game. If you bought tickets to this game, you will not see Steph Curry, Draymond Green, or Zach LaVine.
Where's this game
or,
at?
Or, I got to look now. Scravy, help me here. Where's it at?
Scravy, help me.
It is.
My computer's doing
it's at home. Or Kings are at home.
Kings are at home. But you don't get Steph. You don't get Draymond. You don't get Jimmy Butler. You don't get Sabonis. You don't get Zach LaVine. I mean, really, this is almost like a G League game. And that is something that the NBA, I don't know. We've talked about it before, Tony. I don't know how they can control this. But, I mean, no one's playing in this game tonight. So
I guess they get short in the season. If that's, you know, I don't know that this is going to. There are going to be games that people buy tickets for that you're going to miss.
Steve Kerr said it straight up. He said, my trio of Green, Curry, and Butler is, quote, wiped out after a condensed schedule in the first month of the season.
Yeah.
So they're out.
Either that or you could make the season a little bit longer. I mean,
yeah, I don't know.
Because I don't. They have teams, not players. Teams have and coaches have the birth of all of this is none other than Greg Popovich. He started this.
Yeah.
So teams have come to the conclusion that if we don't do this, these guys will not be who we need them to be down the stretch.
That's right. And it's true. By the way, I'm looking it up, but I won't get there in time. We got to break.
We can go. Let's make our bets. We'll go to 18.
All okay. right. Well. The NBA, in the collective bargaining agreement 20 years ago, collectively bargained that there would be no longer back-to-back-to-back. That used to happen in the NBA, if you can believe it. Yeah. If you can believe that. And nobody...
Maybe... Listen,
they all played.
I don't know what the drawback is to making the season longer other than you're running into maybe other seasons.
Right, it's just... Yeah.
But that's... to either that or shorten the season so that everybody's playing all the games.
I don't... Well, I said it yesterday. I don't know that they can even do the old back-to-backs anymore.
They're going to have to space it out.
But then they'd have to make the season longer.
So be it, because if that's going to keep people on the floor...
Keep people playing, for sure. All right, let's go. Lakers.
My goodness. Right, like, but, the NBA, come on.
Well, it's difficult, and it's difficult in the wagering world.
I think part of the issue, too, is the way they play now. It's so wide open, so much up and down. Whereas, you know, in the 80s and 90s even, dump it into the post, there'd be some guys cutting off.
Take a little while, you know, rest.
Yeah. Run an offense.
There was NBA players in the 70s that were flat out fat. I'm not kidding you. You can look at some old highlights and go like, that guy was in the league?
I thought Gilbert Arenas explained it perfectly. He said the difference between when he came in the league and now is that you had to know how to play basic basketball. You know, you pass the ball, you cut, you screen. Now it's so wide open that it's just, you just react. Dribble, drive, kick. Either the shot's there or you rinse and repeat. Dribble, drive, kick, shot's there. And so it's just a different game, and I think because of it, it's way more activity happening in terms of how they play. And so spacing it out or shortening it is really the only answer.
All right, Lakers -1.5, Spurs. Big game of the night.
Big
in
game.
L.A.
Big
Spurs
game.
Are 5-1. Lakers are 6-2. Luka is supposed to play.
Yes. And my man, Hillbilly Mamba.
Hillbilly
Reeves.
Mamba. So, Tony, I don't have to ask you. You're taking the Lakers. Scrape. Spurs on the road. You going with that? Or
I'm
going
to go with the Lakers.
I think the Lakers at home, although the Lakers have been 4-0 on the road. They're better on the road, but I don't think the Spurs. I'm hearing stuff again. It's been so weird.
I'm all over the place.
We're all going Lakers. OKC -3.5 tonight at Portland. They're 8-0. They're the only undefeated team. I think tonight Portland gets them, although I don't like 3.5. I'll take Portland for the hell of it. Tony?
Portland.
Portland, okay.
Portland?
Back-to-back for the Thunder. That's something to think about, I guess. Scraby?
I'm going to go with OKC.
OKC. They're 8-0, by the way, without Jalen Williams playing one game yet, and he's pretty good. Luka, -4 points against SGA. Obviously in different games. Luka scored over 40 in every game so far. He's the first guy to do that since Wilt, like a long time ago. Scraby, you're first. Luka -4 or SGA
Reeves
in his game.
Reeves is out too.
Who?
Reeves.
The Hillbilly Mamba.
Hillbilly
Mamba.
Reeves
is out. Okay, well, I'll still take the Lakers.
I'll still take the Lakers.
I'm going to go, well, Luka now has to score a bunch. I'll
yeah,
go
Luka. Luka minus four, but he's going crazy.
He's gone in a day.
SGA's even kind of easing into the season. Luka's just shooting it up. So we're all going Luka.
Luka.
Wemby, 43.5 points, rebounds, assist. I mean, the guy's a 2020 guy, isn't he? I don't know how many assists he get. Tony, you're first. 43.5 for Wemby.
Ooh.
Over points, rebounds, assists.
I'm going to say under.
Under.
He's averaging 27, rebounds 13. I don't have his assists.
Yeah, so four assists.
44, so he's right there. Scraby, what do you got? Under or over tonight?
Tony went under. I think I would like to go under as well.
Under. I'll try over because he's going to show off in Hollywood. I don't know. Silly. Luke, we'll just move down. We're running out of time. UNLV women's basketball. I bring them up. They're the only team rated ahead of the Aztecs in the preseason poll. They're picked to win it again, even though the Aztecs won it last year. UNLV opens at home against Washington State. Don't know much, but 10.5 points you have to give. I'll take UNLV because she normally has a really good team there.
I'll follow your lead, then. I'll take UNLV as well.
Scraby.
Yeah, I'll go UNLV.
Go with the Rebs. All right, Maction. Toledo, minus 14.5 over Northern Illinois. Bad luck for the Aztecs. Northern Illinois, since losing to the Aztecs, has been terrible. I love, you know, like when the Aztecs beat a team, I want them to be good after that.
Right.
Toledo, minus 14.5 at home. Scraby. It's Maction. You should know this stuff.
Yeah, no, that's why I'm taking so long. I'm going to go with East Southwest State.
That's funny.
Who are they playing again?
Toledo, Northern Illinois.
I'm going to go with the Southwest. I'm actually going to go Toledo.
Toledo, Scrape. All right, Tony.
Toledo.
All Toledo there. And we got to get a break. So only a six pack of wagers tonight. We'll see how it turns out tomorrow. More Gwen and Chris on the way after traffic.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, one of those short segments here. This hour, 97.3 The Fan, brought
short
to you by Staples.
Segments.
Staples. Have an easy holiday. Only at Staples. Save on top tech and gaming gifts, plus shipping supplies and services to get your packages there safely. Don't forget custom cards, invites, photo gifts, wrapping paper, and more. Staples. That was easy. Gwen and Chris, 325. Last week, Lori ordered something, you know, with the old Amazon delivery or whatever, you know. And it was one of those things that was going to get there the next morning. And we needed it for whatever purpose. Whatever that package was, and Lori goes, oh, my phone says the package is here. So can you go outside and get it? Package wasn't there. Can you go to maybe they put it in the mailbox. I doubt it, but maybe. I checked the mailbox. It wasn't there.
I doubt it.
So she goes to her phone and says, well, here's a picture of it. So they, you know, they took the picture, but it was not left at our front door. Lori goes, do you mind walking around the neighborhood and seeing if you can find the package, please? Could have been any door at any place.
Did you walk around the neighborhood to look for the package?
It was across the street. Thank goodness. First one.
Is that the first one you looked
at? First one.
Yeah. All right, good.
But I was like, I'm going to be on a wild goose chase here. And don't even try to come back without it now.
Yeah, it's probably not going to work in your favor.
I think I caught someone trying to be a porch pirate because I have cameras, and so I saw the camera activated, and I saw
the Ring
this
camera.
Yeah. And this person was like, kind
thinking
of
about
around,
stealing your package,
you know, doing
huh?
this. And so I was like, you know what? And I ran to the front door, and I opened it. And I said, "Can I help you?" And they're like, no, I think I got the wrong house, and just walked away.
Look at the Kenny over here.
Don't call me it. No. They were going to steal our package.
Do you know that?
Just call him a Karen so everybody knows what you're talking about.
Well, it's a female version. I know, but...
You know, I've been thinking about this because it really does offend me just as much as Chris is offended by people thinking he's farting. Okay.
I was just joking.
No, what offends me is that I am not a Ken or a Karen because I don't call the police on people.
That's true.
I just tell you guys about it.
Do you have to call the police in order to be a Ken or a Karen?
I also don't make a big deal about things. I just come in here and I tell you guys about it.
Well, I think you do. I think you don't tell us all the time that you make a big deal when you're not with us.
I told Tony a few weeks ago about a story where this guy parked too close to me, and then he got in it, and I got in it with him, and it's just like, what are you doing?
Wait, what? You got in it with him?
Yeah, remember the guy who parked too close to me, and I opened my door, and I kind of barely touched his car, and
he went
like,
off on you. Oh, that's right.
He was like, don't touch my car with your door. And I was like, park in your spot then.
Okay.
Like I said,
that's a good start.
I said, park in your spot because he was one of those guys who had his tire like over the parking spot line.
Yeah, can we address that when you park, let's park straight. Don't have your steering wheel turned.
Well, it's harder to park straight when you back in everywhere.
There is a backer inner on this side of the building that is diagonal in their space.
That's all
you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I know exactly what
you're talking about. You drove by the spot too, right?
I did.
And so now no one gets to park there?
No, I parked there.
You parked next to the diagonal guy?
He was reversed too, right? He was reversed in.
Yes, yes.
So what I did was I also reversed in. So he's going to get in on his passenger side. I'm going to get in on the tight side.
Look, the tight Parker backer upper who is now door to door with me getting out and them getting out. That's got to go.
See, it's the passenger side on my door side.
Go.
So I'm assuming he's riding out or she is riding out by herself or himself. So he won't have to worry about beating up my car.
I want to thank, we'll go to break here. Rory McIlroy told everybody today that the executive chief.
Is this your big five?
No.
Okay,
of the PGA, Derek Sprague, sent him a personal apology for all of the crap he had to endure at the Ryder Cup. And I'm thinking,
why do you think he put that out?
Well, I'm just saying, I'm thinking Rory feels fine now.
Rory said he wants to move past it.
It wasn't just any apology, a personal apology. I mean, I love apologies. I get the intent. But I don't think anything can make up for the terrible fan behavior at that event.
Yeah,
all right,
it was pretty ridiculous.
It was bad, bad, bad. What do we got, Scrape? I know we have Trey White a little later from the Aztecs, but Sports Court is next. Okay, good. Let's go. All right, welcome back. 3:36. Once again, I look at the tiny little clock in the corner of the screen instead of the big one behind your head, Scrappy.
Yes.
Tony, you're up for this segment, so I just cut in there for you.
Only radio guy in the world who leaves the studio when the rejoin music hits.
Wait, you gotta go. You gotta go. That's it, man.
We got Sports Court. I don't see our wigs anywhere.
Today has been a day.
You know, we'll have to kind of hold court for a little bit until we get our wigs. If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla. For dining or takeout options, visit spiroscuisine.com. Christopher.
Yestifer.
Yestifer. Bulls, real quick.
Yeah.
Are you, like, enjoying this start?
I'm trying to just enjoy it because the other shoe could drop quickly. I know they play, I think, something like 11 or the next 13 on the road. And they play really pretty good teams in that stretch. Yeah. So, you know, they could be 8-8 before I know it. But really good start. And much like Oklahoma City, which has done it without Jalen Williams, don't forget the Bulls haven't had Cody White. Cody White yet.
No,
he's their leading scorer. Giddey is starting to, he put up another triple-double last night, two in a row. I still love Caruso, and I think OKC got the better of it.
Did I tell you guys I met Alex
Caruso? But Giddey is starting to come alive there.
Yeah,
so.
No. Did I tell you guys I met Alex Caruso?
You did. And you didn't tell
him
that I loved him. You told him you loved him.
Well, I did.
Yeah. He said, I love you.
All right, the wigs are here. Let's have some Sports Court.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a sports issue, San Diego? Do you need a third party to make a decision? The guys have put on their robes and picked up their gavels.
All rise. Here comes the judge.
Gwen and Chris Sports Court starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
I gotta say, Tony looks like Joe Dirt right now. He looks hilarious with his wig on. You can go watch this if you want. Just go to YouTube, search Gwen and Chris, or youtube.com/@GwenandChrisSD.
Wish he looked as good as me with this wig on right now.
I love that movie.
That was a great movie, wasn't it? Yeah. I was just about to say what a dumb movie it was, but I knew he'd jump in there and tell everybody how great
just
it is.
Just because it's dumb doesn't mean it's bad.
True, but in my mind, you're either good or... In a comedy like that, you're either good or dumb. Right. And I don't think you can be both.
Remember what the meteor was? It ended up being frozen poop from a plane.
That movie was so ridiculous that I don't even remember, like, a lot of it.
Really?
I know I laughed, but it wasn't good enough for me to remember lines.
All right.
You got some Joe Dirt lines?
Yeah, like...
Oh, you don't. See, that's how you know it wasn't a good
movie.
No,
he says, you're my only friend, Mr. Meteorite, or something like that. Like, I don't have a...
That's a really hard har. That's the line you picked.
Memorable.
I can't deal with it today. I can't deal with
line
it today.
A line that stands the test of time.
I can't deal with it today.
A line that could be in any movie ever made.
It's a great movie, Tone. Don't you kid yourself.
Joe Dirt. I forgot that Chris is too hoity-toity for movies.
I am.
Hold up. In Chris's defense, you say every movie is good. Like, every movie.
I think I have a more acquired palate than you do.
I think there's only been one time where you weren't just straight up, that movie was good. There's only been once. I don't even remember what that movie was.
I enjoy movies.
Because I have a long list of movies I absolutely love. But I think, you know, they have to be a good movie before. Right.
Yes, they can.
No.
Tony always tells me, yes, they can.
All movies can be good.
Okay.
Especially lately, by the way. Movies have been...
I haven't watched any movies.
The last movie
like
I watched
movies.
Was Sinners, which was actually really good.
Oh, I heard that was pretty good. Yeah. It's scary, right? So that...
Yeah, it's a vampire flick.
Oh, vampires, yeah. Okay.
What did I watch recently?
Jordan Peele.
I watched, and I won't give away anything, but I watched The House of Dynamite on Netflix. I think Chris was interested in that.
Oh, I did. Was interested in that, yes.
Did you like it? Was it good?
Great movie.
You know what? Didn't like the movie.
Yeah, oh, you didn't like it?
No, and you guys will know as soon as you watch it.
Okay.
I'm not going to watch it now, because if you didn't like it...
You'll probably like it. Chris will be like, that was some masterful art making that they did in that movie.
Masterful
art making. Yeah, don't try to give me the hoity-toity thing, because I'm just not like that at all. Animal House is one of my all-time favorites.
What a dumb movie. It's far from
hoity-toity.
What a dumb movie.
I just said it's one of my all-time favorites. I don't say it's great. I just say I enjoyed it a lot. That's all. Difference.
All right, here we go.
Go to the court.
We got two drunk people in this.
Can I get it's my turn for the gavel.
Yes,
can I have the gavel, please?
All right. I taught my kids something.
How about
something...
the fact that the gavel stays in the studio? That's kind of a surprise.
I taught my kids something really stupid. I was a prankster as a kid, and so I like to share those memories with my son. But I told him to do something, and I wish I hadn't. I taught him to order pizzas to wrong houses.
What?
So, He did this to a friend, and of course, he went too far. He ordered 9 pizzas to his friend's house.
Too far. Too far.
Of course, they didn't want to pay and were very surprised the 9 pizzas showed up. He didn't block our number, like I showed him, so they traced it back to us. Now the pizza place is requesting we pay for those 9 pizzas. My wife doesn't know I taught him this. Chris, do I need to tell her?
Do you need to tell her that you taught? Who did he teach?
His son.
His son to order pizzas for other people?
As a prank.
Yeah, stupid.
Yep, he did say that.
Pay up and, you know, I hope you use your wife's credit card so that she sees it on the bill. When did we get 9 pizzas? You know what? Pranks are fun, but when they're, to me, when the, first of all, you're hurting the establishment almost just as much because now they're having trouble getting their money. So you're trying to prank so-and-so for having 9 pizzas show up. But what's the pizza place can't make that person pay if they say, you know, it's a prank. Somebody's pulling on me.
Right.
So I think you're hurting the pizza place. I don't think that's a good prank.
Yeah, you're definitely doing that.
Yeah, I don't care for the prank. To be honest with you.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the prank either because you are ultimately costing someone money.
That's not a banana in the tailpipe, which is a good prank.
Your Honor, it's not what he's asking you, though.
Right. So should he tell his wife?
Yes.
Yeah, he's...
What if he goes and pays this off the books?
Oh, off the books is an option.
I should share something now.
Oh, here we go.
I'm going to just say that in my past, I have come up with some money lying around to pay for stuff so that it did not show up in my wife's world. And I should not have said that. Because I'm trying to dump it? To explain.
No, you are not alone, buddy. So, okay. You know, I don't think many men listening right now would tell you you're not alone.
I know. It's like not a lot of money, right? I don't come up with like $1,000.
What's 9 pizzas going to hit you for? Bob?
But 9 pizzas is going to be a lot of money. That's going to be hard. Yeah.
No, more than that.
A couple $100?
I would think 9, let's just say large pizzas, would cost around $400.
$400?
Each pizza is like 25 bucks times 9?
Yeah, 25 times 9 is 225,
is
math
it?
Major. Yeah.
Okay, well then I said 225.
About 200, 300 bucks, like we said in the beginning. I'm sorry, did you already rule?
Yes, he ruled.
He did.
I ruled that, yes, your wife, tell her, just... Pay the price, pal. This is a dumb prank. Pay for a dumb prank.
I agree with the Honorable Chris Ello, but you do have that option. I won't rule towards it, but it is an option out there.
Scrounge money up that you have lying around and just...
If you got some 250
bucks. If you got 250 lying around, maybe just pay it on the side and...
Tell your son, you know, make sure you get on your son about the prank and his lack of execution.
Very poor execution.
But just know, if the wife he ever finds out.
Now you're double dipped. Yeah, right. You didn't tell her? Yeah.
Yeah, it could be a long road back, buddy.
Eating potato chips will be the least of your problems.
I say just tell her.
Okay. Just tell her. Rod on the chat, hopefully your wife's not listening, Rod, he said, don't tell her. There's a couple of people that said, don't tell her. Costco pizza is $10 for 8 slices.
That's right.
I like Costco pizza. Next one, golfing
unfortunately,
one.
You got to pick the Costco pizzas up. They don't
That's true. Costco doesn't care.
The prank doesn't play as well.
I was golfing the other day and was playing with this random dude who might have had the worst golf etiquette of all time. He talked during swings, walked in our putting lines, didn't rake the bunkers. I'm not a golf purist, but it was distracting and quite frankly ruined my round.
Tony.
When you are playing golf with someone like this, would you confront them about it?
Yes. Very quickly. I'm not
like, what are you doing?
Like, hey, man, you walking across my putt path.
Yeah, come on, man.
Hey,
this
man,
is an easy
stop
one.
Talking to me. I'm trying to take this swing.
Oh, this is aggressive.
Well, I mean, listen.
Well, you can at least stop and stare at the guy.
Right.
I'm get the message like, excuse me.
He's like, getting the back. Are you done?
Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I just want to hit my golf ball here. I almost said base.
Sir, there's a golf ball on there, sir.
Yeah, you know, can I do this?
So we would say something.
Yes.
I mean, how long would you wait before you did?
I mean, if it happened the first hole,
second
you're like,
hole.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. But
second hole.
hey, man.
Yeah, this
you
is...
just walked across my line.
Ask Lori. When she doesn't walk where she should walk, she hears it from me. Because I want her to have good
etiquette.
Etiquette.
Right.
She's
it's
learning.
Not hard. Right. But that's the other thing. It's like, it's not like this is a secret. Like,
I think you need to say something for sure. Especially if it's somebody you don't know. You just say, excuse me, but come on.
I mean, aside from getting on the random person that you're playing golf with, you're also helping him or her.
Hopefully in the future.
They're not doing it with somebody else who might not be as nice.
Yeah, definitely won't be.
Now,
as
if you're, how about if you're playing with a group that you know everybody? This is a little different side bar here. You know it; it's your regular group. But one of the guys in your group is kind of just goofy in general, and he does tend to like putt the ball when you're lining up your putt.
Yeah,
that happens in my group. There's one of our three of us are very, you know, not, you know, overly, but we're competitive and play a solid round. The fourth guy's kind of has more of a goofy time. Now and again, he'll just put his putt down like 40 feet from the ball down and just putt one for the hell of it. And you're in the middle of your backswing. In that case, I don't think you can say anything because he's like your buddy and your friend.
Nah, it depends. If you need him for the foursome, then you're just going to have to wear. But if you can, if he is a habitual offender of these things, and it's annoying the three of
he's
you.
He's such a funny, nice guy.
Yeah.
He doesn't do any
if
it of it.
If it doesn't bother you, then I don't think
he doesn't do any of it meanly.
I don't think you should. You have to. I think so you I think should it's still say something. To, but I don't know if you got to get rid
I
of
I think
it.
He's just having. He has a good time, and we have a good time, and I don't think it's fair to make it seem too serious.
If the group is cool with it, then it's all good.
We all kind of laugh it off.
All right.
Things getting out of hand here.
Next one. Oh, this one's a good one. This one was straight from Reddit. I'm taking a flight for Christmas, and with my flight points, I was upgraded to first class. But no one in my family was. And my wife is having none of it. Either she gets it, or no one gets it. My argument was, they're my flight points. I get the first class seat. She's not having it. And we're having an argument about this. We may not even go. Tony's up first, or Chris is up first?
Chris is.
Would you take the first class seat for yourself and deal with the consequences, or would you sit with the family back in coach?
I told you guys a story about the gal who went out with some goody, a friend of my wife's, who had a nice relationship going with a guy that took her all over the place and paid for trips and hotels and all kinds of things, yet he flew first class and she... flew coach.
That is crazy.
On all of the trips. We all thought that was like, are you kidding me? So I've got to go the same way here. If you got extra points, I cannot believe you're using them selfishly for yourself. Use them for tickets so that you all save money. So yeah, I'm totally ruling against you, pal. It's a family situation here. If you're not married, you're single. Go sit where you want. You can sit on the wing if all I care.
So the,
but in this case...
The requirement is just single?
I think so.
No, okay. That's fine.
I think if you're married and it's a family...
Or
this is a family,
or significant other.
Or sneak it on a business trip or something and don't tell everybody this and just use a couple of miles so you can go first class. But if this is a, quote, family trip, then you got to travel as a family. Sorry. Looks bad. You look bad. You yourself look bad.
You know, there. Just going back to your first point about your wife's friend's relationship with my man. He was paying for everything, but he didn't want to fork
he
over the extra
dollars. He would not fork up the extra get her to first class. Right.
You know, I don't actually hate that.
I was about to say, there's probably some men out there who are like, well, he's paying for everything else.
Everything else. He's paying for, yeah.
Yeah. I don't subscribe
to... He was paying for a plane ticket too, right?
Yeah.
I don't subscribe to that thinking.
Can you imagine walking onto the plane with somebody you're dating and going, all right, I'll see you in about 6 hours. I couldn't do it.
It would be crazy. I couldn't do it either. But I too will... rule against my man. Like, first of all, if you got points on your card, you don't need to say anything.
Yeah, just use them.
If you got these points, you probably do some type of business. There's going to be a chance you're going to be flying by yourself. That is the time to use it.
I can tell you one thing. If I somehow did have enough personal points, and I don't because all my points are, of course, grouped in the with the wife's points. But if I had enough and we were on a trip from New York to San Diego with the basketball team, I'd be so embarrassed to sit in first class while they all went back to coach. I couldn't pull it off.
I got a story I'll tell it on the
Okay,
side.
Let me get to this last one. We'll get to your story. This one is unbelievable, to be honest. So I'm not even sure if this is real, but it was in Reddit. I was sitting next to this drunk guy on a plane, and he fell asleep. His mouth was open, and he was breathing black velvet-smelling whiskey on me. So I tried to close his mouth. It didn't work.
My God.
I ended up putting a pillow between us. Still didn't really work. So I kicked him to wake him up so he would move. He didn't wake up. I kicked him harder. Didn't wake up. So next, I stomped on his foot. He woke up, saw me doing this, and was furious. I told him I didn't do anything. He then reported me to the flight attendant, and I am now banned from Frontier Airlines.
Wow.
Would you admit fault to get your status back on Frontier Airlines?
I'll go. Tony's thinking. Next time, just use the two-piece on the guy.
You're just going to punch him in the face?
That'll close those lips in a hurry.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, she tried everything else.
Yeah.
Stumped, push, quick two
piece, quick two piece, and then turn forward like nothing happened.
Yeah, your first mistake was getting caught stomping.
Yeah, right. He won't be able to.
Like, how do you get caught stomping on his foot if you sleep for that long?
So, are you just going to be blacklisted from Frontier forever? Or are you going to admit so you can get back on that?
Frontier's not good enough. I'll probably go ahead.
Good answer. Good answer.
Blacklist me.
All right, Tony's got a story on the other side. We also have Chris versus the fans. 833-288-0973.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.